Welcome to Bootstrap MD, the Physician Entrepreneurs Podcast, your source to help you, the entrepreneurial doctor, live life on your own terms. Get new ideas and inspiration to help you find more balance in your professional life. If you're ready to get the knowledge without all the hype, you've come to the right place. It's the Bootstrap MD Podcast. And now your host, Dr. Mike Wu Ming.
Hey there, it's Brad. As someone who's passionate about podcasting, I've always thought there should be more support for physicians who want to share their stories and expertise. That's why we're launching Dr. Podcast Network.
We're bringing together a community of physician podcasters with one goal in mind: to provide the tools, connections, and resources you need to grow your show. So whether you've been podcasting for a while or maybe you're just starting, we've designed this network to support you every step of the way, and we're going to help each other rise, not compete.
If this sounds like something you'd benefit from, we'd love for you to join us as we get closer to launch. So you can sign up at drpodcastnetwork.co for early access. Stay tuned for more details in the coming weeks. Really looking forward to what we can create together. Dr. Podcast Network, where doctors podcast.
Dr. Podcast Network, where doctors podcast.
Dr. Podcast Network, where doctors podcast.
Hey guys, this is Dr. Mike Wu Ming. Welcome to another edition of Bootstrap MD, the podcast for physician and healthcare entrepreneurs. I'm a seasoned physician entrepreneur doing this 20 plus years. I run multiple businesses, and I want to share with you some strategies that can help you be more productive in your career and in your life. And recently I was speaking to one of my doctor clients, and I don't want to give him a name. Let's call him Dr. Skeptical. He says, Mike, I think this AI stuff is all bluster and hype. I don't want to get some robot to help write my notes or run my business. And you know what? I get it. 5 years ago, I would have probably said the same thing. But here's what Dr. Skeptical doesn't know is, while he's burning out seeing 30 plus patients a day, and he's spending his evenings working on documentation, I'm using ChatGPT. I'm using it to help run my multiple businesses. I'm helping it to chart, you know, 10, 15 plus telemedicine cases an hour, and still have time to coach other doctors who want to get out of the hamster wheel. And I'm not here to sell you on becoming some tech nerd. I'm here to show you that a simple $20 a month tool, a paid ChatGPT, can give you back hours of your life every single week. So I want to break it down 10 specific ways that I'm using ChatGPT on my businesses. This isn't theory, guys. These are just real examples for myself, what I'm using it to help build my career, help build income for myself and my family. And before you ask, I want to put this disclaimer: I'm not putting patient data into ChatGPT. I want to use it to work smarter, but not harder. So go and grab your favorite beverage and let's dive in. So way number one is clinical documentation, especially for telemedicine. So let's start with the obvious one, charting. And I know what you're thinking, what we talked about before. If you didn't hear my disclaimer, don't put in patient info into ChatGPT. And especially if you work for a telemedicine company or hospital system, strongly advise you, check your AI usage policies first. Many have specific guidelines about what tools you can use and you can't use, even for non-PHI work. But here's what I'm doing on my own practices. I'm building templates for common conditions. So weight management, hormone therapy. I feed ChatGPT completely de-identified parameters, and I'm creating a structure. So an example prompt could be, write a SOAP note for a 35-year-old male with gradual erectile dysfunction onset, no contraindications, he prefers sildenafil, keep it brief, keep it professional. And then a few seconds later, I've got a clean, consistent framework. So I customize it with actual patient details, but the structure is rock solid. So I go from doing 5-10 minutes a note to under 2 minutes without sacrificing quality. And so when you're doing 10, 15 plus consultations an hour, that can really add up. Way number two, patient education that actually works for patients. Now, here's something that I didn't realize, and this is a statistic that I want to share with you guys. Most patient education is written at a college level, but unfortunately, the average American reads at a sixth grade level. So when I need to explain the side effects of tirzepatide or protocols for testosterone, I use ChatGPT as my medical translator. So a prompt could be, explain what to expect in the first month of tirzepatide treatment in under 150 words written at a sixth grade level. Instead of saying, you may experience gastrointestinal adverse effects, it gives me, you might feel a little bit nauseous in the first week. This is normal and it usually gets better. And here's the thing, you're going to practice better medicine because patients who got simplified instructions had better compliance rates. They're more likely to follow their dosing and they're less likely to stop due to side effects. Way number three, email and admin communication. So picture this, you worked 12 hours, you got 17 emails that you need responses to, you got passive aggressive admin notes, you got pitches from vendors, and of course you're going to get patient complaints. So ChatGPT is like your diplomat, your diplomatic translator. So that eighth paragraph vendor email that you get, you can say, summarize this email. I'm not going to read it. I say, just summarize it and explain it to me. And then draft a polite response declining their services while still leaving the door open. If you got a difficult patient complaint, don't start typing away. I want you to draft a professional response, acknowledge their frustration, take responsibility where appropriate, and offer a specific solution. This has saved me so much mental energy and it makes the conversation actually matter. All right, way number four, I love this one, content creation for marketing. Let's face it, guys, we didn't come into medicine to create content, but if you run your own practice, it's a skill that is essential for you to scale and grow. So if you're building anything outside traditional employment, if you've been following me, you know I've started cash pay practices, telemedicine coaching, content builds trust, and it's going to attack the right people. So every single week, I need content across multiple platforms. And before GPT, this took hours and hours of time. Now I start with seed ideas for the week. I tell ChatGPT, I want you to create content about the biggest mistakes physicians make when starting cash practice. Give me five different angles that I could take. And here's the thing. I've created my ChatGPT. It has all of my notes. It has my courses. It has my podcast episodes. So these are things that I built throughout the years. And you need to build your own ChatGPT if you are a content creator. So what's it give me? Boom, I've got five content ideas for the week. Now, I'm not using the output directly. I'm using it to get past that blank space, that blank page that we often stare at and overcome writer's block and spark creativity. So the key in this principle is to use ChatGPT to help organize your thoughts. I don't use it to replace my voice.
You spent years learning how to save lives, but no one taught you how to secure your own. When you work one-on-one with a CFP professional financial coach, you get a blueprint tailored for the long game of your complex situation. At My Financial Coach, they help physicians choose the best strategy to optimize your annuities and investments, implement tax-saving strategies, and tackle debt like your student loans or mortgage while refining your path to retirement. Save up for that boat, a child's college or wedding, or even a vacation home. Plan ahead for the impacts of the unexpected. Understand how much life insurance you actually need. Project how getting married, raising children, or taking care of an aging parent affects the progress towards your goals. Advice-only financial planning through a fixed monthly subscription, not commissions, to keep planning unbiased and in your best interest. A financial plan isn't just about your money, it's about your future. So go visit myfinancialcoach.com/bootstrapmd to meet with a financial coach and find out if concierge financial planning is right for you.
Way number five, create sales copy that actually sells. And let's face it, again, another skill that we didn't learn in medical school was writing sales copy. But if you're building any type of business, you really need to clearly communicate how you can best help people. So recently I came out of course, Physician Author Blueprint, helping physicians write their own books. And I prompted them, write compelling sales copy for a course that teaches physicians how to become published authors. I want you to focus on overcoming objections about time and credibility. Again, the output wasn't perfect, but it gives me framework like turning your medical expertise into published authority. And it could handle objections that I could then customize to what I needed to. I then took these concepts, I rewrote them in my own voice. I added real case studies. I don't want my ChatGPT to quote hallucinate, if you know what that means. And then I think the file sales page performed extremely well. So ChatGPT can help you with the structure. It can help with psychology, but the stories and the authentic voices are all it could be from you. Way number six, adding on what we learned in way number five, I use it to create courses and webinar development. So building educational content is one of the best ways to establish yourself as an authority and create leverage. So I've used ChatGPT for my AI-powered physician course, the Physician's Author Blueprint, as framework for creating content for a Momentum MD program. And the step one is, and this step is to really get the structure right. I want to create a course teaching employed physicians how to start a telemedicine side hustle. So I asked GPT, what would be the best way to optimize this model structure? For webinars, we're going to create a detailed 60-minute outline on the three biggest mistakes that physicians make starting cash-pay practices. I want you to help me create a hook. I want you to create a three main segments and a strong call to action. Again, building on my actual experience and they know my real world examples. Of course, you want everything. You want to make sure that everything sounds authentic and true. And it sounds like it's coming from you. I've seen too many presentations that look like you could tell that ChatGPT did it. It has to have your own flair, your own style, your own history, your own experience. But once it does that, best $20 a month that you could do. Sure, you can get away with free ChatGPT, but if you really want to unlock the power of it, you really need the paid version. Way number seven, this is something that people get shocked about it, but we use it. And again, I want you to be very cautious on this. This is not for everybody on here, but I use it for financial analysis and business decisions. Most doctors that I know, we stink at financial analysis. So ChatGPT can help solve patterns you might miss. So every month or every quarter, I export data from our QuickBooks and from Stripe, and I prompt them, here's our expense breakdown. I want you to identify the top expense categories and suggest three areas that I might reduce costs without impacting growth. So what I found, I'll give an example. We found out we were overspending on software subscriptions that we didn't use, and it suggested consolidating these tools or just getting rid of them altogether because we weren't using them. So that analysis saved me instantly significant money monthly. You can use it for marketing. I want you to analyze this data and rank channels by ROI, return on investment. Which should I double down on? Should I be doing more Instagram or should I venture into TikTok? What should I eliminate? It's like having a business analysis by your side who's working 24/7 and doesn't charge consulting fees. Way number eight, legal and compliance drafting. Now, I'm not telling you to fire your attorney, but ChatGPT can give you a massive head start. If you're like me, you've got contracts all the time. I use it when I'm expanding my aesthetic practice. I have these contractor agreements, and attorneys are really good at quoting you thousands of dollars. So what I do is I draft a comprehensive independent contractor agreement for a nurse injector. I include the scope of services, compensation, non-compete clauses, and insurance obligations. So what the output I got covered liability insurance, scope limitations, confidentiality. It's about 70% what I need. And then my attorney can review it and then customize it for significantly less cost. So I've used this for NDAs, for consulting agreements, website terms, privacy policies. Again, I want to stress, this is not a substitute for legal counsel, but it's an excellent starting point. Way number nine, I use it for hiring and SOP creation. SOPs stand for Standard Operating Procedures. My last episode, we talked about how building systems is the foundation of a successful practice. Along with it comes hiring great people. You can't replace talent. So for hiring, I use it to create job postings on Indeed and other job boards. We use it for an aesthetic nurse injector. I want you to emphasize growth opportunities, work-life balance, make it sound like a career opportunity, not just a job. What do we get? I think we hired two RNs, they're amazing. And I believe in being with us for the long haul. They're not just looking for the next paycheck, which unfortunately clouds a lot of things in this industry of late. For SOPs, I want you to create a detailed procedure for handling prescription refills, requests in telemedicine, including patient verification, medical record review, approval criteria, and documentation. The result is a procedure that checks all the boxes. It leaves no room for interpretation. So new staff can follow it immediately. Experienced staff have references for cases that they're not sure about. Finally, way number 10 is coaching and community engagement. So I run Momentum MD Coaching. with Peter Kim. I run a community of physician entrepreneurs with Dr. Ann Truong. I have helped create certification programs and individual mentoring. And ChatGPT helps all of these and allow me to build and grow these businesses at scale. So when a physician posts about starting their own first cash pay practice, and they let me know, I draft a supportive but direct response to a physician overwhelmed by starting cash pay. I acknowledge their concerns, encourage action, including the three specific first steps. Again, it doesn't replace me, but it sets a starting point that I can customize it to tailor it to my client. If they got recurring questions that I see again, I have a database where I'm creating a detailed response as like, how do I know that I'm ready to leave my job? You know, I talk about including financial markers, their skill assessments, what they need to prepare for. And this becomes a resource that I can reference instead of answering that same question 50 times. But it's more comprehensive than just a really quick response. So there you have it. These are 10 ways that I use ChatGPT. To summarize, way number one is I use it for clinical documentation, especially for telemedicine. Number two, patient education that actually works. Number three, email and admin communication. Number four, content creation. Number five, sales copy that actually sells. Six, I use it to courses and webinar development. And even in this podcast. Number seven, financial analysis and business decisions. Number eight, legal and compliance drafting. Nine, for hiring and SOP creation. And number 10, coaching and community engagement. Again, I use ChatGPT pretty much every single day, from charting and content to contracts and coaching. Again, I want to be crystal clear. ChatGPT isn't magic. Don't use it to replace your attorney. If you're concerned about your own privacy, don't put in your own financials in there. You just got to be careful on that. Don't use it. Check the policies again with the companies that you work with on when you can use and not use AI. It's not going to solve your burnout or turn you into the next medical entrepreneur overnight, but treat it like what it is. It's a tool. It's a really smart assistant. It's not going to replace your judgment, but you're going to get enormous value. Again, I don't want you to outsource your expertise. Review and customize the output. It's always a starting point, but it's not a finishing slide. And you became a doctor because you want to help people, but you didn't want to be drowning in administrative junk, right? If a $20 tool can give you 5 to 10 hours a week, isn't that worth exploring? I've always said the physicians who know how to utilize AI are better equipped than the physicians who might end up being replaced by AI. It's going to give those doctors a massive advantage. In a world where healthcare is getting more complicated and less profitable, you really need every advantage you can get. I'd love to learn how you use ChatGPT on your regular life and in your career. Feel free to drop me a line at bootstrapmd.com. It's all about stop working harder and start working smarter. Remember, guys, as a physician entrepreneur, you're going to have your ups and your downs. Do something a little each day to get you closer to your goals and keep moving forward.
You've just listened to the Bootstrap MD podcast. For more valuable resources, as well as past recordings of our show, check out our website at bootstrapmd.com. Now let's get to work.